A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has risen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all of you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some who are last will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel and this section of Luke's Gospel in general feel a bit like a small earthquake, or at least a dangerous tremor. It comes from a section of the Gospel heavy with tension between the old Israel, shackled by suffocating laws, and the new Israel, the new people of God, those who hear Jesus' word and respond to it. In the previous chapter, Jesus spoke not of peace and unity, but of a devouring fire and divisions, even among families. It's a time of urgency, a time to decide and to act, to lay your cards on the table and to stop playing games. Earlier in this present chapter 13 of Luke, Jesus tells the parable of the orchard owner who curses a fruitless fig tree, which is a symbol of Israel. The religious officials would have been quite aware that his critique was aimed at them. He follows that parable immediately with the story of the woman who had been crippled for 18 years by an infirmity. Jesus sees this woman, an image of poor, broken Israel, and immediately responds with compassion. The synagogue official, on the other hand, responds by attacking Jesus for daring to cure someone on the Sabbath. He says there are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day. He, the official, seems to have never learned to spell the word compassion. Sounds like some of the heartless politicians in our own world today who oppose making health care available and affordable for the poor. The Gospel today notes that simple folk understood exactly what Jesus did and why he did it. They cheered his actions. For those who want to be his disciples, Jesus' words are challenging. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has locked the door, then you'll stand outside knocking, saying, "Lord, open the door for us. We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." The master will respond, "Depart from me, all you evildoers. I do not know where you are from." Jesus makes it clear in the Gospel that it isn't enough to just have your picture taken with him in front of the synagogue after Saturday service. Nor is it enough just to go to Mass every Sunday. It's a time of decision. No more straddling the fence. Just crying out, "But Lord, we ate and drank in your company," does not earn us a free ticket to the heavenly banquet. Our hands have to be dirty or wet with the tears or the blood of our neighbor whom we've dared reach out to help. Or to use one of the more vivid images of Pope Francis, priests and pastor workers need to smell like sheep because they've spent the day with real people and not playing dress-up in the sacristy. There are some questions that we'll have to be able to answer if we want to be disciples of Jesus. What did you do when you saw the old woman sick and bent over after 18 years of suffering, shunned by society? The gate is narrow, yes, but it's open for those who want to enter it. But we have to decide to go through the gate. Just because we ate and drank in the presence of Jesus, just because we were dunked into a baptismal font one day many years ago, doesn't ensure us a free ticket to the last stop on the train heading toward the reign of God. Faith is more than words and creeds. It requires that our hands and feet get involved as well. Abraham and Sarah had to leave the world they knew and walk into the darkness in order to be faithful to God. All the answers they'd learned in catechism class didn't help much at all. As the letter to the Hebrews says today, strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. This is the real thing, folks. It's time to make a choice. Right after today's gospel, some Pharisees go to Jesus and say to him that he better get out of town because Herod is out to get him. Jesus responds with great calm, "Go and tell that fox, I cast out demons, and I perform healings today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I accomplish my purpose." Jesus has his eyes fixed on Jerusalem and on God. Do we?